I bet I know what the state of our union is. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Not to spoil the ending for you, but I'm pretty sure that tonight the president is going to announce that the state of our union is strong, because the state of our union is always strong. It's the state of the presidency that's a shambles, which brings us to what tonight's speech is really about, and that is the final attempt to rescue the Bush presidency. The marquee topics being floated by the White House are global warming and health care. On health care, the president will acknowledge that Americans could use some help with the cost. On global warming, he is apparently going to acknowledge that it exists. And then he'll admit that the Earth is round and announce that he is finally signing the laws of gravity, with a signing statement, of course. No, I'm kidding about the signing statement. But he has to do something because time's up on the war in Iraq. The CBS poll shows his approval rating at 28%, which means that only Jimmy Carter and the ghost of Richard Nixon are jealous. And I think the president looks at that and he says, they're not punishing me for my decision to go in. They're punishing me because we haven't won. Which is true. If we were now seeing a thriving democracy in Iraq, cheerfully selling us oil, with American investors peacefully building shopping malls, even though the cost in money and lives was the same, the president would be a popular man today. And so he will acknowledge global warming, the cost of health care. He may even admit that he's been mispronouncing nuclear all these years, just so Congress doesn't block his one last chance to win in Iraq. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.